With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Serious questions being raised about allegations of political bias in FEMA. Reports of ignoring storm victims who openly supported Donald Trump with yard signs and such. The agency's chief has been grilled at a congressional hearing.
On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump. End quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Power's out to more than 630,000 utility customers in Northern California, parts of Oregon and Washington State. It's a powerful bomb cyclone hammers the Pacific Northwest. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine's capital closed amid fears of a Russian air attack.
The precautionary step comes after Russian officials promised a response to President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets on Russian soil with U.S.-made weapons, a move that has angered the Kremlin. The embassy adds its closure and attack warning have been issued in the context of ongoing Russian missile and drone attacks on Kyiv, and is anticipating a quick return to regular operations. I'm Charles Deledesma.
U.S. anti-personnel landmines will be going to Ukraine after President Biden gave the go-ahead, reversing his previous opposition to the move. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 115 points. This is SRN News. Democrats have a God problem.
That's the opinion of a man who worked very hard to get Kamala Harris elected this year. Christopher Hale is founder of Catholics for Harris, and in an opinion piece for Newsweek says, quote, "The Democratic Party has increasingly aligned itself with secular values, often sidelining religious voices in the process. This has alienated many religious voters who feel their beliefs are not only unrepresented, but actively dismissed." President Trump won the Catholic vote on Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An event billed as Switzerland's biggest video game competition has been canceled after the host team's founder posted a pro-life comment on social media and three other teams pulled out. The teams issued a statement saying they condemn the comment, adding that they can in no way accept associating our clubs and our values with such speech. Pro-life comments has since been removed from social media, and the founder's team has also denounced him. This is SRN News. Well, sometimes pursuing your dream, the American dream, can pay off handsomely.
Jersey Mike's, the sandwich chain, dates back to 1956 when it had a Point Pleasant, New Jersey storefront location that was originally called Mike's Subs. In 1975, a teenager who worked there bought it. Peter Cancrow bought the operation with the help of his football coach. Today, Jersey Mike's has 3,000 locations open or in development across the country. Now it's being acquired by asset management giant Blackstone. A source says the transaction will value Jersey Mike's at about $8 billion. The deal expected to close in early 2025. I'm Rita Foley.
Target managed a slim sales increase in the third quarter, but profits slumped. Inflation-weary consumers pulled back on spending, and costs related to a dock worker strike in October slammed the retailer's bottom line. More details, SRNNews.com.